This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Today we introduce a new team here at NPR. It's called Code Switch. It'll cover race, ethnicity, and culture. And this week, Code Switch is exploring how culture in the U.S. is changing amid huge demographic shifts.
Today, a story about hip-hop. It's a genre long dominated by African Americans. There are, of course, white and Latino rappers as well, but one group has remained largely offstage, Asian Americans. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates introduces us to a Korean-American rapper who's built a multiracial fan base.
Meet Jonathan Park. He's an energetic 27-year-old with a sapling waist and an impish grin topped by a sketchy mustache that still hasn't come into its own. He was born in Buenos Aires but raised in the U.S., and his autobiography is written in hip-hop's cadence. Here, Park tells us how his mom brought him to this country.
I was only three when she brought me to the States. My sister, only one, crossing borders wasn't safe. What she did was very brave. I think about it every day. From Argentina to Mexico and finally LA.
Park's known on stage as Dumbfounded, or Dumb for short. It's a high school handle that came from the glazed expression he wore in class. Put Dumbfounded in YouTube's search bar and you get scores of videos, like K-Town 24/7, where he ponders the responsibility of repping his Koreatown neighborhood near downtown L.A.
Feel the pressure, yeah, feel the pressure, when I'm the one who speaks in the voice of my ancestors, and the homies out on Western are saying to represent us, so I'm forever tatted.
Others are clips of Dumb going head-to-head in freestyle battles with black and Latino rappers, some young, some way older.
I was gonna put some money up for this battle, but this dude ain't worth a penny. I used another average rapper, and trust, I've murked me plenty. I haven't served a senior citizen since I worked at Denny's.
Dumb will straight up tell you that there could be, there should be, more Asian American rappers in hip-hop. Dumb says Asians' traditional modesty usually only allows them to be on stage in supporting roles, not front and center.
We played the back burner a lot, you know, like the Asians DJ, the backbone of hip-hop, you know, the backbone, we're behind the scenes.
Dumb believes initially Asian rappers didn't step to the mic here in large numbers because they didn't see anyone who looked like them rapping.
I think a lot of Asian rappers, when they were first coming up, they specifically just clinged on to, like, black culture. But it was really, you know, it's about kind of understanding all cultures, because then that's where the route that hip-hop went.
In other words, hip-hop has gone from black to global. You can hear it from Mumbai to Mombasa to Montevideo. Oliver Wang is a cultural critic and assistant professor of sociology at Cal State University Long Beach and a music reviewer for NPR. He's studied hip-hop for 20 years and says Dumb does get some attention because he's one of the few Asian rappers people hear. But Wang warns he's not just a racial curiosity.
He's a very good rapper in terms of he's got great flow, he's got great presence on the mic.
But so do a lot of rappers. Wang says what sets Dumb apart is how prolific he is.
On his YouTube channel, I feel like he's dropping a new music video for some song every 2-3 months or so.
Go to YouTube and you'll catch Dumb rapping about everything from the ode to his K-Town neighborhood to dropping a gold digger girlfriend.
Oh, you need to borrow money, right? Girl, you're turning into old news, hey.
And thanks to his ability to riff off just about anything, Dumb's audiences are changing. The large Asian fan base he enjoyed initially has become more diverse. That was evident last month when he played the Howard Theater in Washington, D.C. Although he opened for a white rapper named Watsky, lots of people had come to see him. There were plenty of Asian fans, but there were also significant numbers of whites and African Americans. 15-year-old Brandon Lim considers Dumb a pioneer.
But I feel like Dumb, he's just out there because of all the battles he's been in and TV appearances. I don't know. I feel like so he's one of the representatives to show the Asians can do hip-hop, too. So.
Kyra Williams and her friend Kayla Washington are both 17 and African-American. Kayla says her favorite song is about Huell Hauser, a folksy Los Angeles TV host who died late last year.
Well, hello, everybody. I'm Huell Hauser. You know, we've been traveling.
Recipes, Huell Hauser. You rep Cali better than most. I wrote a fatty up in your honor and blew out the Netherlands smoke. Nah, nah, nah.
Kyra liked that Dumb could connect that loss to his life.
His flow is really good, and it's a tribute song, and he talks about just, like, real stuff that's happened in his life and friends that he's lost, and I think that's really interesting, and that's really... it's really real.
Real is what Dumbfounded is after. As critic Oliver Wang noted, being Asian American in a genre that's considered the natural province of black and brown artists might get Dumb in the room, but he can only stay there if he's good. rap, Wang says, is a meritocracy.
So I think in a way he has to be sort of extra good in terms of winning people over and getting them past that skepticism. I definitely don't think anyone's going to give him a pass because he's an Asian, though.
And Dumb doesn't want them to. He insists he'll keep honing his craft until rap fans of all races consider him, in his words, the dopest MC out there. Period. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.